Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Zien, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, reseeding lawns, it's in the fall. We just talked with Lauren about fall gardening, so this is kind of, I guess, in the same sort of realm.
Yeah, we're getting there. So, yeah, this fall, as you heard about gardening, it's time to kind of clean things up and make some preparations for overwintering in hopes that we have the best lawn or garden we can in the spring of 2026. And when we talk about our lawns, September is the best time to give our cool season grasses in Kansas a boost. And so we might do that by overseeding or starting a new stand or even doing starting some fall fertilizer applications. And I wanted to talk the most on if we're going to overseed, reseed, or start a new stand with our cool season grasses. It's important to think about which variety we want to plant. Not all grass seed is the same. And so Kansas State University's Horticulture Department says that it's important that we read the label on the bag of seed before we turn on the reseeding the lawn button. And so we want to look at the quality of the seed because, and this was very surprising to me, when we are picking the seed, we could be planting weeds right alongside our desired grass seed that we're putting in there. So you want to check the percentage of weed seed listed on the label, and this will tell you how much weed you will be introducing if you plant the seed mix. For example, if this number is 0.05% weed seed, approximately 12 to 16 weeds will be planted per square foot. And so I thought this data was interesting from the Horticulture Department because that's not something that I thought of. As a homeowner, I think that when I go buy whatever grass seed it is, I'm simply planting grass. I had no idea that there was weed seed in there. And I thought, gosh, there's probably a lot of other people that think the same thing. So no, 12 to 16 weeds per square foot doesn't seem like a lot, but it could be. And so we want to maybe look for seed labels that have a weed list at 0 or 0.01 if you can find that. If you're not finding that, obviously you know that you're going to be introducing those, and we're going to have to look at doing some weed treatment as that lawn gets established. And those are things that we have to do. And so the other thing that on that label is we want to look for other crop on the list. And we want to look at the low percentage of that. And the other crop could include any species grown intentionally, such as turf and pasture grasses. So we may get some different varieties of grass in whatever it may be that you're buying. So a lot of people may be buying fescue, but which variety of fescue? And so there may be some intermixes of those. And so the other thing without knowing what's included, we need to look at a seed where the number is close to zero as possible on the other crop and the weed so that we can make sure that we are utilizing the seed that we're putting in and not introducing things that maybe we're going to have issues with later on or have to do some chemical treatments. So as we think about our fall seeding, so if we are seeding a new lawn, we need to use recommended seeding rates and distribute those well. If you need guidance on seeding rates, give your local extension office a call and they can help you with those. And we also know that seeding at a rate higher than recommended can cause issue with disease and environmental stress because we get too much growing. Good seed to soil contact is critical. Aeration prior seeding is one way to kind of help promote that. And top dressing and raking to cover seed are also good methods. And on the new lawns, we want to do light, frequent irrigation, especially the first few weeks after planting. But we might also need to do that several times a day, depending how hot we stay in the fall. And we want to keep that soil moist but not waterlogged. And we want to minimize the traffic on these areas until our seedlings are ready to be mowed. And we can begin mowing once seedlings reach 3 to 4 inches tall. Another thing to think about in the fall is overseeding our existing lawn. And so prior to planting, mow the area to about an inch to an inch and a half so that we can reduce competition with seedlings and help improve that contact with soil. And then water it lightly but often, and again, keep the soil moist. The other thing in the fall is looking at fertilizing and core aeration. We want to use a quick-release source of nitrogen and apply about a pound to a pound and a half of actual nitrogen per 100 square feet of your lawn. And so figuring out those ratios, again, if you have questions, please feel free to give us a call. We can help break those down. And then core aerating our yard, we want to keep that soil moist when we do that. Holes should be about 2 to 3 inches apart and about 2 to 3 inches deep. And we can leave those cores laying on the surface because they will break down. And so there's a lot of things to think about with your fall lawn care that's going to help maybe establish new growth, whether it's a new seeding or overseeding, and also getting some fertilizer and some other things done to your lawns that will help make our lawns look lush and green come the spring months. So again, if you have any questions, please feel free to call us. The office here in Mound City is 913-795-2829, or payroll office is 913-294-4306. And again, there's an office in each county, so we're here to help and happy to do so.
Making sure those lawns look very lush and green in the springtime. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.